Entrepreneur life.
No boss.
No boss.
No schedule.
No schedule. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, though. But, you know, you can't teach a fish how to climb a tree, and you can't teach a monkey how to swim? Do monkeys swim?
Most things can swim.
Okay, that was a bad one. You can't teach a giraffe how to climb a tree.
You don't got to. That nigga's in the trees.
Yeah, just, you know, 9-to-5 is just not for everybody. Like the school system is not for everybody, right? Like the whole sit down in class and...
It's not for everybody, but even more, it like only a certain few really like learn a lot and get a lot from it. Because most people who do well, they just, it's like... It's just another video game. Oh, you just do the homework and do this and that.
Oh, it's like another video game. Oh,
it's
my,
like, not about learning and getting better. But only a super small percentage are there soaking up all the learning and getting better and preparing themselves for better challenges in life. Everyone else is like even the really gifted or smart people or whoever, or even not, they can just like, oh, just fill out these requirements and you get straight A's and it's about the 4.0.
Right. I wasn't going to say that. I'm not saying that people shouldn't go to school. Of course not. But what I'm saying is, like, when it comes to, like, smarts and stuff like that, I feel like people who go to college, it's all just, like, hard work. Like, you really don't have to be hella smart. If you read the shit, be dedicated. Yeah.
All the homework, do all
it's
the...
more hard work than being smart. Some people are super geniuses that didn't graduate college. The sci-fi.com, that's fine. That was horrible. Gonna regret that.
Yeah. No promos.
No promos, all right.
Just real talk. Backyard.
Oh, that's what we should call it. We
shivering.
Call it real talk. So, yeah. Shit.
So, where would you be if you never went to school?
Huh?
Where would you be if you never went to school?
No, I was saying more of the job
college?
Thing. No,
oh,
the
job
thing.
Thing.
Yeah, because we're saying, you know, everybody should have a job, but then it's just like going back to everybody should go to school.
Yeah.
But then, like... Now the entrepreneur life is, you know, I don't have the college education, and but it's like there's people who graduated college who are still paying college debts and are still working a job that is not really pertaining to their degree.
That's the majority.
That's the majority. Like, I don't know if you heard that college graduate shit. Kanye West said that he's like, you know, like, he's talking about, what was it? He was like, yeah, I graduated college, but when I die, you know what's gonna keep me warm? You know what's gonna keep me sane? That's right, those degrees. You remember that? You didn't? Oh, shit, nah, that's some other shit. But you know what I mean? College is, you know, shout out to y'all. You guys are doing great. But the topic right now is entrepreneur life. So before we get into that, I just wanted to
not do a shout out.
Assess that. Just because, like, would you rather be broke or would you rather be having hella money but sad? Are not happy. You know, like, your money's cool. Your money is great. Your money is great. But you wake up not feeling like this is what you want to be doing. Or would you rather be, you know, doing what
anything with what you just described is not my choice.
Right, exactly. Which is basically the opposite. So
yeah.
That's my whole perception of it, because I've worked multiple jobs, bro. We've been at I said we.
Not a collective. I'm there in spirit. My was, teachings and right. things in your mind carry with you.
I was like a barista. Entrepreneur labor. Life. Labor. Entrepreneur life.
What is a labor? Is it just someone saying the hell wrong? Like, turn the labor. Accent? Or is there a labor?
We're going to do that labor.
Get to the hospital. She's in labor.
It doesn't... This chicken is bland. It needs more labor.
Should we stop at that? Or should we keep going with more labor shit?
We're not done with entrepreneur life.
Why not? Till the day I die.
This entrepreneur life is, I feel like there's no days off, obviously. Your phone, like, I can't be missing calls like that. Even though I just missed a call right there. But you always got to be on it. You can't turn your, you can't clock out, basically. That's what you can do at work. You can clock out, but with this shit, you can never clock out. That and just waking up, just doing what the fuck you want to do is the best shit ever.
Yo.
I would say, Starbucks.
All of it, because historically it all comes from the Industrial Revolution when they needed a bunch of people to make shit. So they have big-ass factories and everyone, it's more efficient if everyone comes at the same time and do the same mediocre task for hell long and everyone go home and then
do it again all over the next day.
Yep. For 40 years. Back in those times, for like the whole life. But now the whole thing is like, you work 40 hours a week for 40 years, and then you like, then I can start my life when I'm old and try to like do all the things I wish I could have done. That's the game plan for them. Non-preneurs. That's their life.
It's just a more secure route. But like I said, it's not for everybody, because I was at IKEA, Toys R Us, Macy's, the sushi restaurant, a hotel, fucking Chuck E. Cheese, like everywhere. I would just be like, either A, quitting, or B, getting let go. But I got let go because I just stopped giving a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I was not even coming in on time. I'm just like, whatever. Like, it's not like I woke up and like,
it's impossible for me to keep a job. It's not like that. It's like,
not at all.
Yeah.
It's just not enough motivation. You know what I mean? Gotta wake up every day hella motivated. Because that passion, you know what I mean? Everybody works 40 hours a week, but that passion is that OT. You know, that's what Lori's saying. A passion will make you go farther. And how I look at it is, if it's just you to do it, like you said, just existing. Like, I like to just create stuff, like artwork type of shit. So that's just me being me. It's not work, but then when I'm doing other people's stuff, that's when it's work. A shout out to everybody, even though we said no shout outs, but just being able to network and keep working with different people.
Instead of robots.
And,
nothing against robots. They're cool and everything, but we will see it first.
But the thing is, robots is like numbers. They can't really fuck you over. People will fuck you over. You know, robots is damn near like, that's why I like gotta be like a machine, because robots are numbers don't lie, you know? Like, numbers don't lie. Robots are cutthroat. Like, they're gonna tell, it's either yes or no.
Right now, we're in the early time, so it's already like fucking I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what you mean.
Right, but watching 10 years or 5 years. 5 years, the shit's gonna know. When was I born? Who knows, dude?
Yeah, Siri, when did I last go to that one hiking spot? I'm like,
oh, hell like, no.
Would you like satellite photo of yourself?
Yeah, dude, it's getting too much right now, dude. This cyber war shit is like, dude, that shit's real. Like they could be tapped into our shit right now. Do we hear cyber war? Did someone say cyber war? Yeah, this is we're streaming for sure.
But it's always like they built a facility to store all the extra data that they're
just like acres and acres of just computers.
You saw my new M.2 hard drive. It's that small. So if I got one that small, they got one like got a magnifying glass.
Like big buildings of that,
of even smaller of that,
buildings of even smaller. We're talking about the size of your finger, you know. Buildings just made on data. Yeah. So that's
like a waste of time.
That's why. That's
it's made to catch like one person every like year. Maybe. Like it's like all that listening to like all that and. Having like can turn on your cell phone camera if you want and got probably like hella footage of people masturbating because they're watching porn on their device and shit like that.
What I'm saying, this relates to the whole entrepreneur life thing because right now the technology is going so it's easier for entrepreneur.
So that's why I brought in the history shit because that old way of working that hella hours, everyone do the same shit has got to break down already because we're not living in that kind of world anymore.
We're not. It's not the
same.
Third
world countries are.
They are.
Look at your shoes and everything you're wearing. They're still making shit, you know, and getting paid mega shit. But
yep. There you have it. There you have it. Yeah, because it's way easier for us to... Damn near, we take it for granted. If there was like one of them with what had an iPhone, it'd be over. Right?
I don't...
Like how before they used to have web developers, like real people making websites and stuff like that. You can just do that on your phone now.
Yeah.
Sending out the emails, email list type of shit.
Nerfing the world, everything, making everything too easy. Like you cheat coded everything already.
We cheat coded everything, and it definitely affected, you know, because how much work you basically manipulate these computers to do is how much you're gonna get back. Like when you set up,
because you got the magic thing.
I'm talking about creativity, bro.
That's why the.
I'll say automation things, you know what I mean? It's like automatically doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's going to send at tomorrow, 7 p.m., you know what I mean? Like, and then other things are automated services.
What it's going to be is, like, you know how, like, you set your calendar reminders and stuff? Like, basically, you're, like, just guiding your digital self. Like,
yes.
This is the emails that I would send, and then...
You're guiding, yeah,
and
so...
Then you're just, like, it's... Doing it for you and you're doing something else.
Smoking haichu in the back.
No, they have hella that shit now. They're just trying to invest in one with my company. It's like, it sends like anniversary emails and follow up emails for you and like does all that so you're like hella on top of your client. It's doing it all automated for you just because you have.
Like, to be honest right now, this is the best time to be alive, I feel like. No, not right now, but, like, the 90s and stuff, well, we was going to school back then, so it was all right. But school was kind of cool. School is dope, too, but, like, just the way everything is right now, is everything's, like...
Yeah.
It's good, and then, yeah.
Because, like, right now, there's, like, still hella hope, I feel like. There's still hella stories, like, this dude just... had an idea or did this random thing and now he's made it or whatever, you know?
What does make it mean nowadays? It just depends. What does it mean to you?
That's what it is. What does it mean to you?
So, but you just said this guy just made it. the guy that you just said, he's a millionaire, right? Mm. I'm assuming. Or is he like...
He's just like not on the streets anymore and happy.
They don't always talk about those guys. Oh, okay, you're just saying like word of mouth, like not on the news. You're saying like somebody's just talking about my boy just blah, yeah. blah, and now he's... Okay. Right.
So like... Yeah. That ability for... I feel like everybody can just like just change and be better or change or whatever and like get to a better place. But you gotta be lucky, you know, there's a lot of shit in the way all the time. Most of it's in between your ears, but everybody can just be a better version of shit.
That's why it's harder for our parentals to understand what we're doing, because they worked so hard starting up all these things that are now, you know what I mean, automated type of shit, just, and they helped start it, and so they are like, but it's understandable, you know, because at the end of the day, the price did go up on everything, you know, too.
And it's the stakes were higher for them, so it's like
their backs against the wall. How can you not? Yeah, you know, yeah.
How can you not go to work every day?
What are you gonna do? Be homeless? Yeah, it was just that's what it was. Yeah, was it was either you did this or you're homeless. Pick
because
one.
Because they hella right. Back then they were taking hella chances, especially for the immigrants. They came over. This is not their home, not their land.
Oh yeah.
I gotta work, or basically I'm homeless, or I gotta have people who love me, who let me live, and there's already 15 people living in this house. That's why it's like, so like, what the hell? But yeah, it's a good time now. Everything can change so much. Like, we see things, because of technology, like, that's why, you know, the stock market used to be kind of easy. And now it's all crazy, because before, people had to put in the numbers to track the data, and then it would adjust. Then people would buy and sell and shit off those. Now it's like immediate. Once like someone like bought 1,000 shares online, it shows right away and corrects. And,
I see the automation. Automation, shit.
Yeah, made everything more drastic. So.
Comes with some sweet perks too, like I remember walking out New Year's Day and the whole family was there at the dinner table, and I'm about to go do a graveyard shift, and there was all, I think you were there too, and everyone was like, all right then, we gonna turn up without your ass, go to work. Nah, but like I went, and you know, we still were able to drink a little bit, but it's probably why I'm not there, but it's okay. But like just being able to have that freedom.
Mm-hmm. It's freedom.
It's the freedom
of time.
Freedom of time.
For me, what's really important is freedom of location. Like, instead of just being broken with that, like, even just being in the same city for me got, like, too much. Like, you know, you don't want to get stuck in the same job or same, mm-hmm. like, I feel like I just got to keep moving to keep new experiences, like, meeting these dope-ass homeless people and sewer people and, like,
super.
Keep moving, you know, and getting all this extra input to keep me on point creatively and chase after, like, the world is huge, man. People say, I want to travel the world. Like, the world is fucking big. You better, like, be traveling since you was a baby if you really want to really see everything, you know?
That honestly almost sounds like a real life goal. Like, who wouldn't want to? No, honestly, there's some people who wouldn't want to do that because... Now that I'm saying it, like, maybe not the world, maybe the dopest spots, obviously. But, like, when you say travel the world, like, there's some people who really want to get everywhere. You know what I mean? Really feel everything, walk around there, like, sleep there for hella nights.
Yeah.
That
it's
would
like,
be
it's like
crazy.
That adventurous spirit, like, that's why there's all those video games where you're, like, you're basically walking through this huge map the whole time. And people get in deep into those.
Right.
Like,
the world is your map. The world is your map, basically.
But see how fast with technology everything's changing more. So you gotta, there's things that are disappearing and like
are unaccessed. You don't got enough credit.
don't got enough stars under your shit to access those locations or something. I don't know. So then you gotta do things to get those credits. It's like a fucking online video game.
Yeah.
That's not online, quest. But your own but quest,
any,
yeah.
Any game,
yeah.
Any
So it's a journey. Freedom. It's a journey. It's the freedom. So you want the freedom
right
to take
away,
that journey. Because
right
then,
when you got your passion and you got the freedom of time and location, because you, this is what I do now. I'm gonna chase this. You know.
Right.
Then you gotta do it good enough so you get the financial freedom.
That's the next key step. Yeah. See, that's what a job would bring you. Because when I was working the job, I was about to do the tour and I had money to do that. You know what I mean? Because tours cost a lot. You know what I mean? And I lost that job because I went on the tour. And then when we got on the tour, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's a trade-off.
So it's a trade-off. It's the financial freedom.
Yeah, so
but then...
Even if you feel that way, but maybe like your personality's like, you're more like on the safe side, or risk side. Then you would just be more drawn to a stable thing, you know?
Right. You're really jumping. I've really jumped all into this shit, for real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like
because
balls
in
deep.
Like the early, like, long time ago, like our parents, maybe our grandparents, in America, though, those people, they were like, the heroes of the time were like, damn, this guy worked for like 45 years, and then he got a pension, and he was able to live long, and his company kept paying him. So, like, that was like, work heroes, you know.
That's a dope story too. That's like, that's made it. I would consider that you made it.
Yeah.
You got a house, you getting money still, and you made it.
And then there's the American dream ones, like there's two American dreams, like come to America and do well enough to like be able to buy a house and you have a piece of America. And then the other one is starting your own business, the entrepreneurial one.
Man, that's my American dream. Or that's just my, like, yeah, American dream, I guess. But my goal, like you said, at this point, is the financial freedom to. I want that, that money while you sleep. There's actually a real term for that. It's called
passive
income. That passive income. Yeah, man. Entrepreneur life. How about some advice for people who are trying to start the business? They understand that you're gonna have the first 3 years of losses, right? Because that's what comes with, right? That's what they all say. That's just what I heard. But you don't have to take those losses. Statistics.
Yeah.
You don't have to. Okay.
My best advice right now for any entrepreneur trying to go at it is like go as hard as you can for like a month or 3 months or something. Like you live, breathe, and die that. You know? So even when your business continues, you remember that time when you put on that work and you can remember what was happening during this time so you know. That's what it takes. But if shit doesn't go right, then you did 100% and it didn't work for those times, and then get whatever your made it goals were, you know?
Yeah,
but,
so
but
how
if
many
you go
times?
Hard for that time, you'll know, and you'll always remember, like if I really need to get my business started, I remember what I did. I know, and I've seen results from it.
Because you're gonna get results. It's just putting it out there, the hard work, you're gonna get results. A little bit of results.
You gotta believe it.
You gotta believe it. You better believe it. Shit. But that's what I'm saying. So look, where I was going is, so let's say you do that month, no results. You're still doing months. Now you're like 12 months and nothing. Now
yeah,
this is like.
Reevaluate.
Then
like,
that's
I,
when you
I
have
feel
to
like
re-evaluate.
You gotta reevaluate
after
3 months.
Have to reevaluate after 3 months.
As
step
much
back.
As you can reevaluate
right,
and step
right.
back, you can like.
They gotta be smart, strategic, tactical moves. Eat shit, live, breathe that shit.
Yeah,
like,
but they don't have to have that. Those kind of things can be put in a book and better yet automated and tell you what to do. They don't have to be all strategic and super planning if technology's taking over that form,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the creative side of things. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have to be a creator, like creative side, like you have to have a vision. You have to like vision and see it. I mean, actually, you kinda nowadays, yeah, you could just call somebody, hey, I got this idea, wooty wooty woo, boom boom boom. Mm-hmm. It looks like this. I want this one. You like screenshot something on Google, send it to him. Yeah, but I want that to be my name. I want that font. But
yeah, then you gotta go to. You have to go to the creative guy, the maker.
So I mean, at that point, you would just need some money. Yeah. So to start that entrepreneur, resources. You would have to, whatever you did, you would have to try and like. All right, so hook me up with these. Graphic arts and all shit. See, that's where you gotta make yourself something to bring to the table.
Yeah, you always have to have something. You have to be everyone. You gotta be of value whenever you're with people. Like, yeah, that guy brings something to the table.
Entrepreneur life. See, always bring something to the table.
That's just even more for like networking and getting out there. People can tell like. This guy's not just here to watch the show.
Yeah, right. He's not here to just watch the show. He contributes something.
Yeah.
There we go. Show your worth. Not only know your worth, but show your worth. You gotta know your worth, but at the same time, you can't just be like, I want $100 million. I'm me. You gotta like...
We'll see. It's a new age. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
There's somebody who just like got like $12 billion just for selling some game or something. Like, and if you walked up to him and he was feeling good and he had his checkbook, who knows in this day and age?
Right. If you showed him right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, dude, think about if your video game or my music could be behind your video game. I just need Wooty Woo for the studio time.
Pitch him and get
studio over. Time engineer, record. You know what I mean? Write down the whole list. Boom.
That's why I feel like it's more important that networking is just, you increase your chances of, you know, not that super unlikely situation, but other opportunities, you know?
Podcast. Now we're doing podcasts. So like before we were typing this type of shit.
Nah, but you don't remember the In Your Camry days. We were doing podcasts on a fucking MacBook Pro.
Those didn't come out because I didn't really have an editing program. And I just didn't have an editing program. But we were just on some high shit, kind of like right now. But we were like, I don't know what we were just talking about back then.
What were we doing in our lives at that time?
What were we doing?
I was in school, and I think it was the time when I was just going to school. I wasn't working in the city anymore.
I was working somewhere.
You had to be working somewhere.
Was it Macy's? Nah. Oh, no. Toys R Us? Nah. Hold on. Where was I at? Yeah,
Camry. I was here.
I had a Camry still?
Berkeley.
I was in the Camry, so when I was in the Camry... It was before the hotel. Where did I work at before the hotel?
See, that's where the automated shit and then the surveillance
comes. But then we was recording coming out. We were going to Papa J's house. I was going to school. I was going to Berkeley City College.
Really? Maybe.
Yeah, I was going to Berkeley City College and then going over there to Papa J's house. We would be smoking in the living room. Because that's when I turned 21. And we was at Atenina lived there.
You're
21? Yeah, I turned 21 for my 21st birthday. And then we met Atenina when she came out the Le Meridian. You know, maybe I was working. Oh, you know what? I was working.
No, I don't think
I was working at Le Meridian.
Maybe.
I was, because we went drinking at the strip club, remember? And I started feeling on that one stripper. That was saying, like, it was a hell out of pocket.
Maybe that was the end of it, because I think I was already moved to San Diego. Maybe that was the end though.
But then you were at Phil's house in Fairfield, and then, but anyways, we had, yeah, those podcasts. Maybe I was pretending to have a job.
Yeah, maybe.
I got it. I know exactly where it was. I'm selling cell phones. I'm working at Verizon. Oh, yeah. I was at Verizon. Yeah. Knocking in new, you know. What kind of phone you got? That's what you got to say. That's the opening line. Because then it can't be like, no. Or they can't be like, yes. We're going to make them say yes.
I don't have a phone.
Oh, yeah. You don't got the a
best
phone.
Is, the best is, like, they saw walking further and, like, trying to pass you and going, like, wider, turn around. You're not talking to me.
I still see you.
Making eye contact the whole time. Sales.
Sales, dude. That's how I knew, too, because I was good, bro. Like, man, that commission check, dude, I used to be, like, I would hit number one sometimes. Just trying to get those commission checks.
Yeah. That's not entrepreneur life, man.
Yeah, man, I was doing some shit where it was like, I do a graveyard at the hotel 11 to 7 and then go to Verizon from 10 to 3. Something like that. It was crazy. But
schedule was 11-7 at the nursing home at night.
You used to work at a nursing home?
Yeah, it was the nurse's aide. And then I would go to the library from like 10 to like 5.
And then, see that type of shit, you'll turn into a zombie, gain hella
and
weight.
Then I go home and like it's all close the shutters as much as possible, and then that's when you guys gotta cut the grass. Right now.
Damn. Right. All the morning stuff is going on.
Yeah, all the morning, daytime stuff is. Yeah.
Dude, I would feel like cracked out. You feel cracked out after a while.
You're like. But during that time, did you eat a lot of Doritos? I had a lot of Doritos, a lot of chips.
Nah, I was eating a lot of omelets.
Omelets? Oh, you're in the hotel?
At the hotel, they get free omelets.
The perks.
Dude, it was omelet with jalapeno, cheddar cheese, avocado, and bacon on the side. Come on, P.
And it's free or is it taking
It's free, bro. No, yeah, it's included because they gotta feed you. Yeah.
We get free old people's food at the nursing home and all.
The applesauce. Applesauce. I fuck with applesauce.
You know, like the ice cream in the little cups and stuff. Yeah, things just gotta do for someone else. That's the non-promotional life.
Things you gotta do for someone else, not excel. I mean, if you're not excelling in it, like, you gotta be moving up at least. I don't know, but some people are just content with it, you know what I mean? It's like, fuck it, like, comfortable. That's the word. They're just comfortable.
Yeah, it's like, they're not tripping. And some people, it's just, that's just a part of life. And then, like, that's why, like, weekends and clocking off, so
and if your coworkers are hella cool at the same time, that does help. No, you know what I mean?
I was working at
don't have sex with your coworkers. Don't have sex with your coworkers.
Cause then you gotta print out your resumes again soon.
Cause then you gotta print your resumes again. And she just got to a manager position. Nah, I just play it. I mean, you know, do what you gotta do. Nah, I just play it. So then, what were we saying? Oh yeah, so we was recording the podcasts back in the Camry, and then never released those. Yeah, who knows? I remember one time we dropped the blunt into a cup of like water and ash, cause I was passing it to you.
I think there was one where like it was a cottage or something.
Oh yeah, did you catch it?
I don't know. Who cares?
That was the Digi Nikon or something like that.
Dude, that was a MacBook Pro.
Camera?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about the small black camera that I used to put in the Camry car.
Uh, thing I wasn't around at the time.
We did one episode there, but oh, so we did one on your your Mac, your MacBook. Those are probably whack though. It's different with a podcast, and then when you're like, I don't know, was it cool? Yeah, it's a fucking podcast right now. and before, what I was going with that was before to put some shit out, you would have to type it out and put it on your MySpace. You know what I mean? And it'd be a thread. Now you can just like listen to it and shit. But yeah, man, entrepreneur life, man. You know, even after it stops working, step back, abort mission. Not after 12 months, after 3 months.
At least. Monthly, like.
But that, and so you go hard for 3 months, right? And you stop and reevaluate regardless, but make sure you do that if you don't see results.
And that's not just maximum effort, that's like you're taking the steps to find the best ways and.
Right, because
strategically smart, and if you're not strategically smart, there's someone who was and someone who's sharing knowledge.
My thing is, everything, it shouldn't be effortless, but like, you know, everything's automated. Like, it's like, you gotta just exist. You gotta just, it shouldn't be that hard. Like, not even on some like shot call or one text, some shit happens, but in a sense, kind of, sort of, maybe a phone call and it makes some shit happen. Like, yeah, that's the day and age that we live in, man. It's phone calls, phones. If you're an entrepreneur without a phone, good luck. For sure. That's, I don't know how you make that work. But actually, that could be it right there. If you could run your whole shit without a phone.
Yeah.
That's how you know you met.
Yep.
I can't even contact him. But he got all this shit.
Dude, before, yeah, see? Door knocking. Just go around people's houses. And...
No, I didn't mean like that. Yeah, I meant like
That's still my time.
Hold on. Just write down all the addresses of all of every street.
You just go to a neighborhood and knock on every door.
But I'm saying to send a newsletter. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like Virginia Ave, 2000 to 3000. How much would that cost to cover, like...
Like, you're sending them a letter?
Because my thing is, you would have to know who you're sending it to, right? Like, but you'd have to know their address. Not everybody just gives away their address. So I'm just saying just
all the addresses. Like
a real newsletter, like an actual paper.
Yeah, they do that. They do that. This is stock.
How much is that? How much is that?
It's not that expensive. And the effort is...
I think that I feel like that means more. Do you think that means
Yeah,
it does mean
that's
more.
In sales, where that means more. If you're
that means more. Yeah,
that's why you get like I don't even know my whatever agent.
What's gonna cost
they send me like a holiday card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. So wait, hold on.
It's referral businesses that really need that, like, because you forget about them. Like,
this day and age.
Yeah, I haven't gone to the dentist for a while, but they sent me a card.
I might be, you know, saying too much, but this day and age, is it impossible to get somebody's address from an email? This day and age, is it impossible to get somebody's address from an email?
There's so many lists and so many...
So people put their addresses on their email.
Yeah. You get by thousands of them. They're just leads. Names, numbers, addresses, even information about them.
You buy them?
Yeah. Have you ever tried to win a car in the mall or enter some kind of sweepstakes? You're giving up your information and those somehow end up into leads for people to call you and ask if you want to.
That's why you guys always get scam calls, because you're trying to get the new red Corvette. You're trying to get the free iPhone. If you sign up for this free Apple Watch, if you sign up for the one Wetzel Pretzel a month, if you sign up for, and then your address is everywhere, and then like, so
you
target market. I'm just talking about target marketing right now.
They got a lot of that.
Yeah,
they,
like
the next level, there's geolocation, and even there are things they do online that helps you find which person you should mail stuff to.
Just gotta be out there, man. Just gotta be out there. I feel like smoking another one. Another high chew.
Alright.
Should we put this on?
Yeah.
Alright, you want to let's listen to it. Hold on. Deleted? Just fine.